Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Grief with Grace. You know, due to some, I guess I would call them major things that have gone on in my personal life since April of this year, I have not been doing any episodes on the cosmic cycles or the moon cycles or any of the cosmic cosmic events that have gone on. But my intuition has been nudging me back to doing those. So let's get started.
Welcome to Grief with Grace, the podcast for women healing from loss, trauma, and grief, or who know there's more to life but aren't sure what it is or where to find it. Whatever brought you here, you are not alone. I'm your hostess, Lori Latimer, soul navigator, mystic, intuitive, bereaved mom, and grief and trauma guide. Recreating my own life after a divorce in 2008 and going on to create and live a life I'd only dreamed of after that, I found myself on a new healing journey after my 29-year-old son unexpectedly left this life in January of 2019. So I invite you to grab a journal, a cup of tea, light a candle and get cozy, and allow yourself to be seen, held, soothed, and inspired on your journey to wholeness. Blending the practical with the spiritual, each week my guests and I will inspire you to connect with who you are at soul level so you can find moments of joy in the everyday. Because even on the darkest days, there is joy if you know how and where to look for it.
So just over a week ago, we had the summer solstice in the northern hemisphere and the winter solstice in the southern hemisphere. And regardless of where you are in the world, the solstice is all about the light. In the northern hemisphere, it's a time to celebrate the light. And in the southern hemisphere, it's more about the dark night of the soul because it's the shortest day of light in the southern hemisphere and the longest day of light in the northern hemisphere. And on the same day last week as the solstice, the sun moved out of Gemini and into Cancer. Cancer is the first water sign of the zodiac. So it's sort of like we're just dipping our toes into all things in the water element when we move into Cancer season. And so I want to talk today about two things, Cancer season and then also the upcoming full moon in Capricorn. So let's talk about Cancer first. Cancer is all about family. It's the mother energy, the grandmother energy. It's about our ancestors and our lineage. It's very nurturing and nourishing energy, and it's fiercely protective. So, I mean, think about Cancer being represented by the crab, right? We all know what a crab is. It's got this hard external outer shell, but inside is this soft interior. And that's the perfect symbol for Cancer because people with a lot of Cancer in their chart, again, they're fiercely protective, just like that hard outer shell. So they can come across as hard and edgy, but inside they're soft and sensitive. They have that mama bear vibe to them. And I will tell you from my own personal experience that also, they also have that grandma bear vibe as well. So basically don't mess with that energy. So what does that mean for us, those of us who are on a healing journey of any kind? At its core, this is a time to nourish yourself, protect yourself. It's a time for self-reflection and introspection. So where are you on your healing journey? What can you do to increase your level of self-care? How can you nourish yourself a little bit more? Where can you surrender to your path, to your journey a little bit more? Where are you maybe holding on too tightly to something and need to release that a little bit? Where can you deepen your connection to your intuition and to your psychic abilities? Those are all Cancer traits and Cancer gifts and energies. So really, I invite you to journal on those questions, especially over the next 3 days as we head toward the full moon in Capricorn. So the full moon in Capricorn happens at 7:38 a.m., which is 4:38 a.m. Pacific time, or 7:38 a.m. Eastern time, which is 4:38 a.m. Pacific time. Again, you can adjust for your time zone or you can Google it. And it happens on this coming Monday, which is July 3rd. Day before Independence Day here in the United States. So This is the full moon in Capricorn. So let's talk about Capricorn. First of all, Capricorn is the sign directly opposite of Cancer on the zodiac wheel. So where Cancer is watery and intuitive and flowy, Capricorn is very down to earth. It's earth energy. It's very practical. It's very solid and grounded. Capricorn loves structure and foundation. And we need a strong foundation or structure to be able to feel safe in expressing our emotions that Cancer brings to the surface. And so that's why the two of these really go hand in hand and complement one another. Cancer also represents our root system as far as the roots of our family and home. And then the earth energy of Capricorn provides the foundation or roots for us to ground into. Now, Capricorn, the sign of Capricorn, is ruled by Saturn. And Saturn is the Lord of Karma. He's the taskmaster. He is the one who asks us if we've learned the lessons that we came here to learn. Saturn provides the discipline and the structure and the responsibility that we need in order to feel safe exploring our emotions, to feel safe in being vulnerable, all those things that Cancer brings up, to feel safe in asking for what we need on our healing journeys and honestly in our lives in general. So whether it's in relationships, in whatever aspect of your life. And the full moon, of course, is a time of illumination because the sun is shining directly on the moon. And so it illuminates the moon in its fullest capacity. Now, with the full moon in Capricorn, because each full moon carries different energies depending on what sign the moon is in during the full moon phase. And with it being in Capricorn, it's illuminating what's ready to be released, where we need to shore up our structures and discipline in our lives, where we can step into more responsibility for our lives and our healing. Okay. Now, with the sun in Cancer, this full moon is also, it's an invitation for us to look at where our family systems need more structure, more responsibility, more accountability, and more vulnerability, and more emotional expression, but again, within the container and the structure that Capricorn can provide. So let me feel into what questions we can ask during the full moon in Capricorn. So what part of your story about your trauma and loss is ready to be released? Cancer can easily fall into the victim archetype, the victim energy. And side note, we can all do this, so there's no judgment here. But where are you holding on to your story? What are you getting out of staying in your story so that you can remain in the victim energy? And what part of that is ready to be released? That's the opportunity that we are gifted with during this full moon in Capricorn. It's, again, it's really all about shining a light on the challenges and the energies that are ready to be released so that you can move forward on your healing journey as we move toward the next new moon in a couple of weeks, where then we're invited to go inward and set new intentions. Now we're looking outward at what's ready to be released in our lives so that we can make room for the new. Because before we can call in anything new, we have to make room for it. We have to make space for it, whether it's physical space, energetic space, or emotional space. And we do that during the full moon when we shine that light on all aspects of our lives. It's sort of like, I'll give you a good example. Over the weekend, I did a deep clean of my house. My housekeeper is out of the country for a family funeral. And so I got busy in here and I moved all the furniture in my living room, including the sofa and the, I don't know if you can see the area rug behind me or not, but I moved everything. And so it's like moving your sofa or your bed out of the way to see what's hiding underneath so that you can clean it out. You want to get all the dust bunnies out of there so that physically and energetically you make space. You make space to breathe. You make space to see, to create. But again, you have to clear out before you have that space to do those things. Something else that's coming through about this full moon is that, again, with the sun in Cancer, It's really an invitation to look at what feelings and emotions are ready to be moved out, cleared out, released, so that you can move forward in your healing. I don't mean just brushing them aside or shoving them under the bed or the sofa. I mean journaling on them, having a conversation with them, sitting with them, as uncomfortable as it is. And I did that about a week ago. I just sat with my feelings and I allowed myself to feel them. I allowed themselves to be expressed so that they could move through me, so they didn't get stuck and stagnant. Again, it was a way to make room, to make energetic space as I continue on my healing journey. And that's the invitation for all of us right now, is where can you release physically, energetically, emotionally, so that you can create space and move forward on your healing journey? All right. I think that's it for this episode. It feels really good to get back into this energy. I've started doing a lot of my rituals again now that some things have shifted in my life over the past week, and it really does feel amazing. It feels energizing. I think that's why this is the right time to start having these conversations again, because Cancer season is all about going within and doing that introspective work that we absolutely have to do on our healing journeys, especially as we move toward Leo season, which granted, that's not for another 3 weeks or so, but we have to do the work during Cancer season to be able to burst forth in Leo season and shine brightly. And you know, as always, there's so much more I could share about all of this. There are other planetary things going on, and there's always, with all of this, there's always how all of it affects each of us personally. What I share in these episodes is really the broad view as it pertains to the collective. If you are interested in how things may affect you on a personal level, how your specific cosmic placements affect various aspects of your life, like your healing journey or relationships, you know, health, any of that, your purpose, especially your purpose, why you may have had the experiences you've had, I do offer my karmic soul readings, and you just need to go to, and hopefully I can remember this URL. It is tinyurl.com/karmic-soul-reading to schedule yours. And I'll leave a link to that in the show notes below, but that is it's tinyurl.com/karmic, K-A-R-M-I-C dash soul, S-O-U-L dash reading, singular reading. Oh, and something else I just realized. This episode is going to be released one day before the third anniversary of the podcast. That's a big deal. 3 years ago, my little podcast was born. I had no idea what I was doing back then. And honestly, I was terrified to put myself out there in this way for a whole lot of reasons. But I did. And 3 years later, I'm still here. I have grown and healed so much through doing this. You know, honestly, I kind of cringe when I think back to the first episodes, the first interviews. I mean, really the first year, maybe longer. I was a baby with all of this, and I still am. I say that because I had never done anything like this. I had never done public speaking of any kind. I was honestly terrified of it, like many people are. You know, they say that people fear public speaking more than they fear death. But my soul called me to do it, and I'm truly humbled. I mean, I say this from the depths of my heart and soul. I am humbled by the response that I've received from those of you who listen. You know, you reach out to me on social media, through email. I'm grateful to all the amazing and beautiful guests who have graced the podcast with their stories and their inspiration. And of course, I am forever indebted to and grateful for my son, Greg, for inspiring this from beyond the veil, because without him in spirit, I never would have done this. Never. What I've learned about the agreement or contract that he and I had together truly amazes me. And to not honor that would be a disservice to his life and his legacy. I'm looking over to the side because there's a picture of him sitting over to the side. So I'm excited for what's to come, both for me and the podcast in the very near future. More on that soon. Speaking of interviews, I will have another interview for you next week. And so watch for that. But until then, as always, you know, I do this to offer you hope and to offer you inspiration, both through my solo episodes, through what I share about what I've learned about how we can heal through our soul imprint, through astrology, something I never thought I would be interested in or do. I mean, I was interested in pop astrology from a pop astrology perspective, but I didn't understand the fullness and the depth and complexity of what we can learn from our birth chart. And that's why I do these karmic soul readings now, because what this has done for me on my healing path, through the, you know, on my path with this podcast, in my work, all of it, it's all so divinely orchestrated. And it is my soul's imprint. And that's what I want to offer to you through the karmic soul readings that I offer, because there is so much information. This is not just your typical birth chart, natal chart, or a typical astrology reading that you may have either had in the past or heard of. This goes so much deeper because it's all about learning about what your karmic path is, what your karmic wounds are, what your karmic learning is, what your karmic path is, healing those wounds, following that path, following, you know, stepping into your purpose and moving forward with it. So again, that's why I'm excited about what's to come for me personally, because that's part of my karmic soul path, and for the podcast in general, for my work. And I want to offer that to you. So again, link will be below in the show notes. And until next week, I am sending you all so much love, light, beauty, and grace.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Grief with Grace. Please be sure to like our Grief with Grace podcast Facebook page and find me on Instagram at @Lori_Latimer. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to podcasts so that you receive a reminder when new episodes are uploaded. And please leave a rating and review so I can continue to bring you new content and new interviews each week. If you find this podcast valuable, and I really hope you do, please be sure to share it with a woman who could use some inspiration in her life and on her journey. Until next time, I invite you to find a moment of joy today and every day.